construction Friday and Saturday. Wonderful and precious concepts rooted and linked to the Word of God, and good food for anybody that has children or is trying to build a family or a home. And even those of us that have almost finished raising our children, we are still dealing with our children, and the concepts there are still timeless and powerful. And we just appreciate so much what you've already done here in this congregation, and appreciate so much the book that they've compiled, just years and work and research in compiling. And it's a wonderful book, a standardized child training and rearing, and just a wonderful, wonderful compilation of ideas and systems for teaching and discipline. And you want to check that out in the resource room afterwards. But I want him to come today, and I want him to just open up his heart and tell us what the Holy Ghost is talking to him about. And I want him to take his liberty and just whatever he wants to do with us, I want him to do that, because that's how I feel about God today. I want him to just do whatever he wants to do. So just come, Brother King, Brother Tim King from Sacramento, California, and his wonderful family. We're so glad that they're here.
Thank you, Pastor Sutton and New Life Church. Go ahead, let's praise him some more. Hallelujah. We love him. It's good to love him. Praise God. Well, you may be seated. First of all, I want to thank Pastor Sutton and his lovely wife, Pastor and Sister Sutton. What great people. What great leadership. And I know it sounds like it could be an obligatory remark or something that I should be obligated to say, but maybe somebody gets behind the pulpit and just doesn't say some things. But I'm saying this out of a true and sincere heart, that they are great people, and they have a heart for the things of God. Their conversation, their fellowship is all about the things of God. That's all they want to talk about. That's all they live for. And what great leadership this church has. If I lived in this part of Alabama, this would be my home church. Praise God. Brother Piercy, Sister Piercy, what a blessing it is to meet you and being on the foreign missions. We've talked about that, what a sacrifice people make to do work like that. And my heart goes out to you. I don't empathize because I've never done it, but I know what it's like just to home missions with seven people and a fifth wheel. I can imagine what it would be like to be in a foreign country and the loneliness and sometimes those things that come on us, but I'm sure the work of God supersedes that, and he fills that need. And but I just want to say it's nice meeting you, and I loved your remarks, what you had to say. Well, thank God. We've had a time talking about marriage and family and parenting and everything else. We've taught for Friday and Saturday, a lot of hours. I'm not going to be that long-winded today. That was teaching, and so it'll be more of a helicopter ride. We'll just come right up, get the work of God done, give you some meat, and we'll be blessed, and we thank God for that. We're going to turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. You may stand for the reading of the word. And we're going to turn to verse 15 and read 15 through 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything, and everybody said everything, give thanks. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. And you may be seated. And the text, this message titled, I guess, The Will of God Concerning Me. The Will of God Concerning Me. Being thankful is not an event. It's a change in attitude. It's a way we pattern our thinking, and it's a renewing of our mind. It's a thinking a different way. To change the way you think, you have to press toward that. You have to work at it. It requires effort. In fact, research says that if you think a certain way, Brother Sutton, long enough, whether it be positive or negative or just the way you see things, you're gonna almost, in essence, pattern a groove in your brain, and you're gonna start thinking that way about everything. And so if you see things in a negative way, you know, you wake up in the morning and, oh, my goodness, today is going to be a bad day. I can already see it. You know what? You're thinking that way. You're going to see things come that way, for one, because we prophesy things in our life. We speak those things into existence. We will work toward that end. And I just want to tell you that you can create a new path in your brain. It does require work. You know, there are people who have been injured in accidents and had traumatic accidents where they've injured their brain. And part of their brain was removed because of the trauma. And part of that brain was supposed to function certain parts of the body. And they found that this person would begin to use, parts of their body that they shouldn't because of the part of the brain that was missing. And then they go in and they do these MRIs and these brain scans, and they find out that there's overactivity in another part of the brain making up for the part that's missing. And what I want to say here today is that you can create a new way of thinking. And when you create that new way of thinking, it does create a path without resistance. And I'm going to tell you a little secret. Let me just say this. This is a good illustration. This cup, and we've probably seen this illustration before, this little object lesson, can either be half full or it can be partly empty. I would say that 9 out of 10 people see this cup as half, if it was halfway down here, they would see it as half empty. And it's just the majority of the way people think. It's the fallen nature. It's, unless we renew our minds and we be transformed by the renewing of our mind and the Holy Ghost, we don't think in a positive way. And I would say this. I studied for a few years. A few years ago when I was a broker, a real estate broker, and I studied top producers around the nation. And it was interesting. I'd fly out to St. George, Utah, and to New Jersey, and to San Diego, and I'd spend a few, 3-4 days with top producers. And I found that these are people who are doing they're doing business in excess of $2-3 million a year, and they have maybe a 2 or 3 assistants. It's just unbelievable the prosperity that they receive from their business. But what I found was really interesting is that they think differently. And what's also interesting to me is they don't have the Holy Ghost to help them. Maybe somewhere along their childhood, they maybe through the parenting or maybe through life, they wanted to see things differently because maybe like me, I saw how different thinking produced different things and how it can produce prosperity, blessing, health, blessings in the Lord. You know, the Bible says, you mentioned it earlier in praise, you can't even get through the gates, Brother Sutton. You can't get to the courts where he is, his throne room is, unless you open the gates first of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the key to blessing. It's the key to getting into the throne room and being blessed by God. Be a possibility thinker. You know, see things in a different way. That's how Jesus saw them. He saw things. He saw people in the legion. He saw the man that was tearing had his clothes off. He saw something in that man already when he approached him. He saw something in that man that was different than the way that man saw himself. God doesn't say give thanks for the good things, but in everything give thanks. In everything give thanks. He doesn't say give thanks for prayers that are answered. He says, but in everything, give thanks. He says, he doesn't say, give thanks for, well, my functional, you know, the family that's all together. They're all living for God. He says, in everything, give thanks. He doesn't say, well, I've got money in the bank and I've all my things are paid for and things are going real well. He doesn't say give thanks about that. He says in everything, give thanks. Whatever state you are, give thanks. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Matthew 13, it's interesting to me that the seven parables in Matthew 13 are about things hidden. They're all about things hidden. The seed sown in the earth, and it's something underneath. You can't see it. You've got to dig for it. You've got to find it. The leaven hidden in the three measures of bread, of meal, those were hidden. It was hidden in, and you didn't see it until it came out in the whole loaf. The hidden treasure in the field, you had to go searching for it. You had to find it. You had to press yourself in and look and search and try to find it. The net cast into the deep. It's all about things that are under and things that you can't visibly see, but it's still there. You've got to search for it. The Bible, Jesus said, if you have ears to hear, hear. If you have eyes to see, see. A lot of things were hidden other than to the disciples, wasn't it? You had to search for it. You had to search for it. I'm uncovering today a hidden treasure for you. I'm revealing a hidden treasure right now. And it's not that profound a treasure. It's not that profound a thing to find it, but if you can grasp it. That's the thing. Many times Jesus spoke in parables and stories, and you had to search for the meaning. Sometimes they understood by the way he spoke. And the things he used, the illustrations he used, what he was talking about, but they didn't get the hidden meaning. They didn't get the true essence of what he was saying. And what I'm saying in this is that I'm uncovering something for us today, for me today, that if I can ever grasp, Brother Sutton, if I could ever grasp what it is to be truly thankful about everything in all states, it means that when I wake up in the morning, I have a different attitude about the day. Everything is good. Everything is good. God is good. The blessings that he's given me, the health, the sound mind. It wouldn't even matter if I didn't have those things. The Bible says be thankful in everything anyway. There is no difference in the way we thank God for our situations. We need to thank God anyway. Renew your mind. Change your situation. See a bright future. We talked about that over the weekend. See a bright future for your family. The only way they're going to have a bright future is for there to be vision. Without a vision, they perish. We have to have a vision for our family, for ourselves, for our work in God, for the things that we're doing. We have to picture a bright future. We spend too much time, Brother and Sister Piercy, on yesterday. We spend too much. We waste countless hours blaming and regretting and feeling guilty about how it was and what I did. And man, if I would have just been born in a different home, if I would have just been born into money, or if I would have just had better health, if I would have just had better looks, if I would have just had this, if I would have just had that. We spend too much time regretting. If I hadn't have made that mistake, man, where would I be right now? If I hadn't have made that investment 20 years ago, where would I be? I can't believe that I missed that opportunity 20 years ago. It doesn't matter what you did 20 years ago or 5 years ago. We spend countless hours on tomorrow. Be anxious for nothing. Worry not about the morrow. It'll take care of itself. But we wish and we worry. Because we were back in yesterday, sometimes we're looking out there, well, maybe I'll do it again. Maybe I can have something way out there. And that's different. Now, there is a difference between vision and worrying and wishing for the future. A vision starts doing something now for what you see later. A worry is something that you're doing nothing. You're not taking action. Remember, you take action, and then it creates discipline, and then that creates habit, and then eventually habit becomes a lifestyle. And what I'm saying is that we can renew our minds and transform the way we think. We are new creatures in Christ. That's Genesis. It means that there's a metamorphosis in our bodies, in our brains, and everything else that transforms us. We are new creatures in Christ. We're made different. Stop longing and start living. Being thankful is enjoying the present, the now, the today. I'm thankful, Lord, about today. I'm thankful for being in this church today. I'm thankful for being able to walk and talk and to be able to lift my hands to the Lord. I'm thankful for being in the truth. I'm thankful for the Word of God. I'm thankful for leadership in my life. I'm truly thankful. I'm truly thankful. You don't understand, Brother King. I was hurt as a child. You don't understand. I was abused as a little child, and I just don't think the way you do, and I can't see it the way you don't understand, Brother King. I was treated unfairly. Life's not fair. Life is not fair. You don't understand, Brother King. I was born this way. I was crippled, or the way I look right now, or my situation. You don't understand. You're not where I am. You don't understand my situation. I was in a tragic accident. You don't understand, Brother King. You just don't understand. Robert Sumner, in his book, The Wonder of the Word of God, tells of a man in Kansas City who was involved in a work-related explosion. And in this explosion, he was disfigured. His face was disfigured. He lost his eyesight, both of his eyes gone. He lost his hands in the explosion. It destroyed nerve endings, and it did a lot of damage to this man. And what the tragic thing was to him was that he had just become a Christian. 2 weeks prior to this, he had just become a Christian, just found the Lord. And his true love and desire was to read the Word of God. He wanted to be able to read the Word of God. No eyesight, no hands. How do I do this? And I believe his hearing was destroyed in the explosion, so he couldn't listen because of the loud explosion. So he lost most of his senses in this. And what a big disappointment not being able to read the Word of God. He heard about a lady in England, though, that learned to read Braille with her lips. So it gave him hope. I believe I could read the Word of God with my lips. So he, through correspondence, he found who this was and how she was able to do it, and he started getting the training. Well, his first day of training to learn Braille, he set his lips to the page to learn Braille. And as he began to move his lips across the Braille, those little bumps on the page, he realized that the nerve endings in his face made it so he couldn't even feel in his lips. But just happened in that situation to touch the page with his tongue. And this is what gave him hope. I can read my Bible. I can learn Braille with my tongue. This man, by the publishing of the book, had read through the Bible with his tongue, not once, but four times, with his tongue. Now, would you say this man is thankful? Would you say this man is just pleased to know God and to have what faculties he does have to be able to read? We have so much. We have so much. But sometimes thankful for so little. For so little. Let go of the past. Just let go of the past. Stop worrying about the future. It'll take care of itself. Quit blaming yourself and blaming others. Stop regretting. And I'm going to say start living. By being thankful. By being thankful. Listen, success can be, you can have success without fulfillment. I've met many people that had seemingly lots of success, money and possessions and family, but they were just unfulfilled because they just didn't have a thankful attitude. They just didn't have a thankful attitude. God is so good. God is so good. Let's praise Him. Let's praise Him. Let's thank Him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, I'm going to read. You don't have to turn there. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Even your prayer and supplication needs to be mingled with thanksgiving, needs to be mixed with thanksgiving for God to really be pleased with that prayer and supplication. And the peace of God, which passes understanding, all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned, we're learning, and received, we're receiving, I pray, and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Praise God. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content or be thankful. Or be thankful. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Doesn't matter where you are. And he ends it with this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You know, sometimes we'll go right to 4:13, we'll go right to the scripture, but there's a lot of criteria sometimes or that hidden treasure that we have to open up and receive to ourselves before that scripture really comes to life. Remember, we can't even open the gates. We can't even get through to the courts of praise until we're thankful. God puts things in order the way he does for us to have understanding. A friend of mine, I'm going to just say Todd, a friend of mine, I'm working on him, I'm winning him to God, and we still talk over the phone, I stay in contact with him, but I met him, and I forget even how we met, but I became instant friends with him. What's interesting about Todd is that his face was badly disfigured, and he walked with a limp. And when he shook his hand was really scarred up and kind of bumpy, and he had same thing on his one side of his face. One side of his face had a lot of scar tissue, and you know, just he was badly disfigured, but just a really neat guy. He could look you in the eye when he talked to you. You know, you ever met somebody that they don't have much self, and they're insecure because of maybe the way they look or their situation, and they just have a hard time looking you in the eye. They're insecure. Anyway, Todd wasn't like this, and I was really intrigued. He would shake your hand and smile, and he was president of a golf players association, 600 members. Everybody liked him. They patted him on the back. I went places where store owners and people just, they liked Todd. He was just one of those guys that you just like to be around. He was humble. He was teachable. He was always quick to listen and be sincere. When somebody, it doesn't matter who they were, he would just take the time to look at him in the eye and talk to him. And I was intrigued by that. So one day we went to breakfast, and I wanted to ask him so bad, what makes you so different? He didn't have the Holy Ghost. I was working on him there, but what made him so different? And so I sat there, and I'd even said a secret prayer. God, you know, I wish this would come up. I want to talk to him about this. But finally he did. In that conversation, we talked. He said, hey, Tim, have you ever wondered, you know, about my condition? And I thought, oh, Jesus, thank you. I wanted to know. I said, yes, Todd, I have wondered. But what I've wondered about is just you, you're whole, and you're just a neat guy and everything. But, yeah, I've wondered. He says, well, he said, when I was a little boy, I was born with a tumorous condition. I grow tumors on the right side of my body. They form. And since childhood, I've had to go into critical care units and, you know, the children's hospitals. And I'd spent a lot of time them taking tumors out of my body. And I've had problems on my internal organs as well from this. And so I've had multiple operations throughout my life, and I'm part of the Crippled Children's Fund and that kind of thing. And I'm still, as an adult, you know, I get help that way. And I said, well, Todd, you know, there's a lot of people that are more fortunate than you. Would you agree? And he said, yeah. And I said, but you're very normal guy. You're just a neat guy everybody likes. Tell me, what is that? And he said, well, he said, when I was visiting these hospitals throughout my childhood, I would make a friend with a little boy in the next bed with me. And because I didn't have many friends growing up. Children, he said, little kids can be pretty cruel. I said, yeah, they can. But he said, these kids had similar conditions or other crippled conditions. We had empathy. We could understand each other. And we would become friends. And in that friendship, we would develop over a couple of months, me being there and him being there. And then he would die. And I wondered, why did he die and not me? And then through the course of time, I would go to the hospital again, and I'd meet another friend, and we'd develop a friendship, and then he would die. And I just didn't understand, why them and not me? And he didn't know God. He was just grappling with who he was and trying to figure out life. He said this to me. He said, Tim, he said, what makes me feel good about me is that I'm just thankful to be alive. Every time one of my friends passed away as a little child and I cried, I always thought, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. Can you imagine somebody that crippled and not and a big limp and disfigured where people really, we would be out and people would not look at him, but he would look at them. Just because he was thankful. Just because he was thankful. Hiya moko ya satahaya moko ya satahai. Hiya lara moko ya ya satahaya moko ya satahai. Hiya lara moko ya satahaya moko ya satahai. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is moving right now. The Holy Ghost is sweeping through this place. God, stir their hearts. God, stir our hearts, God. Hiala moko ya satahaya moko ya satahai. Hiala moko ya sahaya siti amoko ya satahai. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's all stand. God, I'm thankful. Are you truly thankful? Are we thankful? Are we thankful? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's individuals in this place that suffer from being alone. Listen, there's a difference between loneliness and being alone. Loneliness is there's no God. There's no, you don't have that sense of love around you. But you can be alone. You can be alone. Even in the midst of God's people, you can be alone. You can be alone in the Philippines. There's times of aloneness, but it's that time that you can draw near to God. He's compelling. He's drawing you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead and play. If there's somebody that's been alone, even though you know God, you know God, you want more, you want this revelation, you want this hidden treasure, you want to unveil it, you want to take it out from under the earth, you want this treasure of thankfulness, you want to go down into the deep and pull it up. Oh, it's a pearl of great price. It's something that you would sell all that you had to have this one treasure, and that's thankfulness, because it does open the gates. It does open that place where you can get in where God is and enjoy fellowship and worship and truly enjoy it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Make your way up front. If you feel the Holy Ghost, you feel the Holy Ghost. You want this to be changed in your life. You want thankfulness in your life. You want it in your heart. You want it in your family. God, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the man of God in my life. I'm thankful for my church. I'm thankful for friends and brothers and sisters and health and sound mind. What do you have that you can be thankful for? Hallelujah. Stir up that gift. Stir up that most holy faith. Hallelujah. Hear us, Lord. We're thankful. We're thankful, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Are you thankful? Do you want your mind renewed? Let him renew you. Hallelujah. Maybe you're thankful to be here. You're in a place where the Holy Ghost reigns, where you can receive the gift, the gift, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Hallelujah. Go ahead and love him. Go ahead and love him. He's worthy of praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. I lift my hands to you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. Yes, Jesus. The Holy Ghost is visiting. Hallelujah. 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 The Holy Ghost has spoken. God's spoken. Hallelujah. He's drawing you. He's compelling you. He's wanting change. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The Holy Ghost is not finished. Come on. Come on. Come on. Dig in. Come on. It takes a little work to get to the treasure. You got to search and you got to find. You got to seek it out. You got to dig it up. Hallelujah. Then you find it. You got to sell all. Come on. Throw off all the things in the past and all the things you're wishing for. Live today. God's blessing today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Are you pressing? The Bible says to press toward the mark. Press in. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, but the violent take it by force. We're forcing our way in, God. We want to come through that gate. God, Give us this treasure. Let us have this revelation. God, I want to think differently. I want to think differently for my family, for my life, for my career, my vocation, for my health. I want to think differently, Jesus. I want to think differently. God, I love you.